Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. We'll try to help. Jake in Chattanooga. Hello, Jake.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Real good. Great. How are you?
I'm making it.
How can we help or have dumb opinions?
So, my girlfriend, we've been together for 4 years. She's got two kids from a previous marriage, an 11-year-old girl, 9-year-old boy.
Okay.
The recent straw that broke the camel's back was they wanted a dog, begged for a dog. We explained to them, a dog's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. They agreed to help. Accidents in the house. The girl, she grumbles about it, but she picks up poop. Mm-hmm. Comes time for the boy to do it. Cries, real tears, gagging before he's two rooms away and he's gagging at the thought of it, just trying to get out of it. Does homework, cries, it's not his fault, it's the teacher that he don't know how to do it, the teacher's fault. Cries when we ask him to do chores. This food's disgusting in this dish. I don't want to wash it. Let me cry. And she caves. Okay, well, let me show you this math problem. I'll clean up this dog poop. You don't have to wash that. I'll get it. And it irks my nerves. And my point is, you keep making excuses for him, such as, it's the teacher's fault, not his. I said, you're going to keep going down this path until, no, Your Honor, it's not my baby's fault. It's the cop's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does feel like a slippery situation.
No,
I bet you are.
You might be considered that, but you're probably not wrong. It's not impossible that it's the teacher's fault. I mean, I definitely had a couple teachers along the way where I ended up doing terrible in school and everything because I had a bad teacher in third grade and stuff like that. But I also didn't want to do stuff, and I had to have my feet held to the fire a few times. And my parents weren't bad about it. They weren't mean about it. They weren't hard disciplinarians, but they got the point across where it's like, look, you got to do this. And you can't always make excuses.
That does seem like an age old enough where you need to start understanding you have to do things you don't like. That's life. Mm-hmm. We all have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, as a parent, you're literally just enabling. And you're right. By the time they become an adult, that's going to be the norm, and they'll always just wait for somebody to enable them or take care of their problems for them.
It may not be in front of a judge, but it might make it tough to keep a job or anything else if it's
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And I said, do you think that I want to get up and go to work every day? Like, you think I like that place enough that I just jump up and I'm just happy to go? Mm-hmm. I said, no, it's something that I have to do. I don't cry about it. You have to do it. You get up and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's very true. I've said that to our kids. Like, well, sorry, you don't want to go to school. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can, if you were in another country, you'd be mining by now or farming every day. So I'd be pretty grateful for the cushy life.
We can switch spots. I'll stay home and watch Paw Patrol all day.
Yeah, that's what I always say when my kids complain. They're like, I had to get up at 6:30. I'm so tired. I go, I got up at 3:45. You want to switch?
Now, no. Jake, it's one thing to know we agree with you.
Yes, it's very.
That doesn't help you at all. No. I don't think you're going to win by going home to your girlfriend and saying, hey, you know those kids that are kind of my stepkids? The guys and ladies on the radio said you need to be more firm. Good luck with that one.
It would be a knockdown drag out if she found out that I called and put this on.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. Yeah. But I don't think your feelings are wrong. I don't know how you change her perspective.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it is. Yes,
good luck, Jake.
Yeah, that's a tough scenario when you're kind of third in line of succession for parenting.
I think even if you were their dad and she was their mom and this was the original coupling and everything else, that's still a battle that's difficult to make sure those beliefs or parenting practices match up. I mean,
that's hard to be normal on the same page. Mm-hmm.
And I think too, like, his biggest concern is that he's going to get this like mentality of like, oh, well, if I cry enough about it, then somebody will do it for me. And I think especially as a kid, it's important not necessarily to be like, oh, well, I wish I could be a kid too, but more so show them, okay, well, you ask me to do things. Imagine if I threw a fit like this mm-hmm. when you asked me for help. Mm-hmm. And that's me asking you for help. That's what I've learned with now having kids in my life regularly. It's rather than being like, well, I'm an adult and I got to pay bills and I don't like to do that either, but I have to.
Because it doesn't work.
Like,
I've tried it enough times. I can say that.
Right. Like, and also like they didn't say, bring me into this world so you could throw bills in my face. You know, like that's
right.
It's fair as an adult to say it, but to a kid, they don't get it. So it's more like, all right, well, the next time you ask me for help, would you like me to react this way or would you like me to be more productive?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's like a little bit more like they put the ball in their court.
All of a sudden there's a ramification.
Yeah.
That's a little bit longer term. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That might work. Scott joins us. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, you guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks. Growing up, it was an awesome show. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
It goes along the same lines as parenting stuff. I've got a 7-year-old boy and a 5-year-old boy.
Okay.
And my 5-year-old boy's at school. Recently, wrestling became the popular thing at school.
Okay.
For the 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I am beaming. Very, very proud. I would never want to push my kid into a sport like that because I care about it so much. And I wouldn't want a 5-year-old to get, you know, a bloody nose and never go back. Because
right.
I wrestled and I thought it did a lot for me growing up. It made me mentally strong, you know. But he's only 5, and I would have never introduced it to him this early. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So my 7-year-old is not interested at all.
Sure.
We have practice last week. And as we were packing up my 5-year-old stuff to get ready to go to practice, my wife came in loudly and said, hey, to the 7-year-old, I'm throwing in chicken nuggets. How many do you want? And my 5-year-old looked at me and clearly didn't want to go to practice anymore.
Sure. Yeah.
He stuck his lip out and said, I don't want to go to practice. And I just looked at my wife like, come on. That was a bonehead move. Like,
I don't want to resent the
sport.
I mean, I've done that.
Yeah. Where you just don't. Yeah. You don't put it together. Sure.
Yeah. But I don't want him to resent the sport. And I also, he's 5. He's only 5. I don't want him to, I don't want him to feel like he can not go whenever it's not convenient for him, you know?
Yeah. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. And that's, I have a hard time with that. But at the same time, I remember reading a study years ago, might have been in college. I had to get a coaching minor because I thought I was going to be a coach. And they said it's by far the main reason people quit sports at any age is because it's not fun. And if there's one way to make your 5-year-old think wrestling's not fun, it's making him go when he's crying about not wanting to go. I get it. You want to, I'm the same way. You want to teach him like you made it a commitment. You got to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if 5's old enough to understand it.
So do you want to hear what I did?
Did you punch
him? Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I gave my wife a sidebar and I said, hey, we can't do that. We can't make it fun at home while he's not here. You know, he's got to think that nothing's going on at home.
Right.
So rather than I just took the pressure off of him and pretended that I got a text or an email and lied to them and said, oh, you're off the hook, you guys. I just got a text. Wrestling's canceled. Go ahead and throw in some more chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my wife followed up with, I didn't get an email.
Oh,
oh man, boy, she is slow on the uptake. Boy, you gotta.
Those couples improv classes are not taken.
Yeah. You guys got to take improv classes together. Totally. I think your approach was fine in that case. I mean, I had to do that a few times too. We had both of my similar separation between my two kids, and they were both in Taekwondo together when they were young. And you know, Liam definitely did not want to go, but we still kind of made him. Mm-hmm. He never liked it, and we knew it. Like, we would let him off the hook on that for a while. But, you know, it was once a week. Like, you can do it.
Yeah.
And we're trying to teach him a little discipline, get him just some exercise because he doesn't like to do stuff. So we were doing that. But then when it comes to other sports, it was like if you commit to a season, you have to be part of the season. But at the end of every season, if you don't want to do it anymore, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, your teammates are relying on you, but you want to quit, quit. And that's fine.
But not in the middle. That's how
it is. Don't try to turn it into a chore, though, because then, if they hate it, it's useless.
We're short on time, but I don't think we would have the answer for this anyway. But I want to share it, and maybe people who have experienced something can give a better idea. Like, I have a very basic answer. Text from the Upper Peninsula. I listen to your show daily while driving my work truck. The problem I have is I'm a retired firefighter from Arkansas, and I now live in my hometown in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I was a firefighter for 12 years, so you can imagine I've seen some pretty bad stuff and a lot of good. Mm-hmm. My problem is I can't get past a lot of the calls that I've run over the years, especially the worst one. Now, this is bad. That I ever ran was my daughter's own suicide call.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine.
Wow.
I've talked to my doctor numerous times, and we've yet to find anyone or any way to deal with the PTSD on the first responder level. In my opinion, people don't know what I've gone through unless they've been a firefighter, an EMT, or in the military, or any type of first responder. Any advice on how to get past this? I wonder if there are support groups for people. I mean, you've probably exhausted everything.
You've got to imagine that there are. I mean, it might be a little limited in the UP. It's not a great population base,
but I mean,
as opposed to like maybe some more major cities. But now with streaming, Zoom calls and stuff like that, God, there's got to be groups you're right. I mean, that is such a specialized group of people that see a lot of really terrible things over the course, and especially as a first responder, you see that with your own family. You're intimately involved with that.
Now, BetterHelp is a sponsor. This is not a plug for them, but I do believe in what they do. And I believe they have enough varied therapists that a service like that, them or something else that you may be aware of that I don't know, to me, that seems like a possibility where they could have someone who would really specialize in that, who may have gone through it and then become a therapist on their own. That might be the only way to do it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Oh, now you're not limited to just somebody in your
geography,
in your close area.
Therapy dog could be something that you qualify for if that's something you're interested in. Yeah.
That has been very helpful for a lot of veterans. Obviously.
My mom, as a nurse, stopped at so many accidents and would help people, and a lot of times would hold them in their last moments, and it was horrible. And she struggled with this, just those visuals when she closed her eyes for a while. There was one girl she used to see all the time. And I think animals helped her a lot. I think over the years, my mom has really loved animals. And I think that is like after she retired from nursing, where she poured a lot of her time and energy into like training and making sure she always had like a furry friend around.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.